AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Republican leaders in the House say they need to deliver without delay. They're racing toward a vote later today on President Trump's tax and spending cuts package, hoping to seize momentum from yesterday's Senate vote. But Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern says Democrats are united against the bill.
We will not stand by and watch Trump and his billionaire friends destroy this country without putting up one hell of a fight.
Republicans hope to get the measure to the president by Friday. Sean Diddy Combs has been convicted of a prostitution-related offense, but acquitted of sex trafficking and racketeering charges that could have put him behind bars for life. The mixed results still could send Combs to prison for up to a decade. It also likely ends his career as a hit-making movie executive and reality TV star. Russia is ramping up its attacks on two fronts in Ukraine.
Emergency responders battle blazes in Kharkiv after Russia fired a barrage of 114 long-range drones and four S-300 missiles, the Ukraine Air Force says. Numerous residential homes, civilian and agricultural infrastructure were damaged in the region. In the meantime, Russian artillery struck a hospital in Kherson, injuring five patients and three nurses, a regional administration head wrote on Telegram. In an effort to prevent Moscow from bolstering those positions in the east, Ukrainian forces are trying to pin down some of Russia's best and most battle-hardened troops in the northeast Sumy region. The best-case scenario for Ukraine, says Russian-British military historian Sergei Rachenko, is they're able to stall or stop the Russian advance in the Ukrainian industrial heartland known as Donbass. Then Ukraine could, he says, use that as the basis for a ceasefire agreement. I'm Charles Deledesma.
U.S. stocks have been drifting this morning ahead of a highly anticipated jobs report coming out tomorrow. This is AP News. Remembering slain civil rights leader Medgar Evers.
July 2nd would have been civil rights leader Medgar Evers' 100th birthday, but he was assassinated in 1963 in the driveway of his Jackson, Mississippi home by a white supremacist. His daughter, Rena Evers Everett, was just 8 years old. She, voting rights activist Stacey Abrams, Carrie Kennedy, the daughter of Robert F. Kennedy, and other figures gathered last week in Jackson for a four-day conference.
It is the Democracy in Action second convening, but it's honoring Medgar Evers.
Evers Everett says it's painful seeing the same strain of political violence at work in American society today. Experts say the level of political violence in America over the past few years is likely the highest it's been since the 1960s and 70s. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.